like 20 seconds long, so.
Strap in.
Get into it. Hello, welcome this evening to Amateur Tarot Pod. I am host Brian.
And I am host Ben.
And this is the only Amateur Tarot Podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
I think it's the only Amateur Tarot Podcast in existence, because if you go on iTunes and type in Amateur Tarot, we're the only thing that comes up.
So at least it's the one with the best SEO.
Let's give another round of applause to Randy and Max for hosting us tonight. And to Randy for reading the intro that I wrote at the last half hour of work.
And to Julia for bringing chairs, otherwise we'd just be crouching right now.
And for Julia for taking photos. And for you guys for being here with us on your Thursday evening. We know there's a lot of tarot events you could be at, but you chose this one.
Wait, save that one for the end.
Okay.
Just forget he said that.
Laugh again when I say it later. All right, so how many people? I see some familiar listener faces, but whose first amateur tarot pod is this? Woo!
All right.
Thank you for coming out.
Oh, no. I
liar.
Just a tip.
Leave.
I like that it's forgettable. So what we do is we read the tarot. We get a question and we do a spread, a really easy three-card spread because we refuse to learn anything else, right, Ben?
That's actually normal. Any other podcast recording day, that would be true.
So every Sunday morning, that's
every
true.
Sunday morning, that's true. But this morning, it's not true. Today, we're going to do a couple things. So the normal format of our show is we would do a three-card reading and change somebody's life. Then we would read a card of the week and change everybody's life. But this evening, we are going to do for one selected feature querent who we've pre-selected. So don't worry, it's not going to be you.
It is going to be you.
We are going to do actually a special 7-card reading that we learned specifically for tonight. We studied hard. Then we're going to do some 3-card readings for some of these questions in this trash can. Very tiny trash can.
And then we'll do a card of the week again.
And
even
change
if you
your
listened
life.
This past Sunday, we're going to give you a bonus card of the week. But then when you listen to this episode later, it's a reverse bonus because you'll already have used up all of the messages from this card.
Sorry.
It doesn't get better than this, guys.
But it doesn't get worse.
That's not true. Well,
what else? Is there anything else in the intro?
No, that's extra intro than we normally do.
Wait, I want to add some intro.
Hey, do you know these people?
I don't.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know these people either. How did you find out about this?
Yes.
Sweet. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
Please have some beer if you're old enough and some water if you're not.
All right, well, while they're getting settled in, I'm going to vamp for a second. Brian and I are wearing the same t-shirt, and I was like, what are you...
It's pretty embarrassing.
I said, what are you going to wear tonight? Because he made us this t-shirt, and he said, I'm going
to
wear...
Actually, it's tough to say because we're here at Style House, but Tiny Little Monster made the t-shirts. And I don't know if there's beef between you guys, but I just want to squash it. I want to squash it right now because I've got nothing but love for both.
I didn't mean to make this really awkward, which it now is. at least not between t-shirt shops in St. Louis. I was going to make it awkward between me and Brian.
That's impossible.
It's the same as going to Busch Stadium and saying, go Cubs.
All right. Well, I'll stop the recording. Thank you all for coming.
That was fun. There's lots of beer. I'm going to go.
Anyway, I asked Brian what he was going to wear, and he was like, I'm going to wear the t-shirt and this old man sweater that's on the back of his chair. And then I was like, okay, well, should I wear the t-shirt? And I was hoping he would say no, but he said yes, because I kind of feel like it's like wearing the band t-shirt to the band show, but worse because you're the band.
Yeah, but we got to let people know that we're the band.
Okay, because otherwise they wouldn't know. Us being up here wouldn't give it away.
Right, yeah. Like, during our walking around time.
Okay. Yeah, they wouldn't know. All of the crowd work we do where we go into the crowd.
Yeah.
On this show.
Get ready for it, folks.
All right. Well, I feel like now we've done triple intro, which is great for the people who came out tonight. And I feel like it's time now to go to Queerance Corner.
All right, let's go to Queerance Corner.
Here we are in Queerance Corner. We've magically transported you all here.
Little peek behind the kimono, as we do sometimes on the show, we don't actually go anywhere when we go to Queerance Corner.
We just play the Queerance Corner sound effect. But welcome. It's very cozy in the corner here. But this is the part of the show where we're going to change somebody's life for the better, I think. And this week, our question comes from Adam. And Adam says, I'm contemplating a career change. What should I do?
Adam, are you here? Adam, there he is.
There's Adam. Everybody give Adam a round of applause.
He wants to quit his job.
Don't we all?
Okay, so this week we are using the Mountain Dream deck. And I have two decks this week that Ben has not seen at all. So for those of you who listen to the show, you know that Ben hates tarot decks. And so I made sure to get two tarot decks that, well, this one he may like.
For those of you who don't listen to the show, you might not know that Brian has a problem. And I've actually brought you all here today. We're going to do an intervention. We're going to try to cure Brian of this problem. Brian, every Sunday I go to his house, and every Sunday he has at least a new tarot deck, if not four or five.
Ben has a problem. He's slut-shaming me. That's not going to stand.
So this is the first time I'll be seeing these tarot decks, but I guess let's take a look.
Okay, this is the Mountain Dream deck.
This is the Mountain Dream deck. On the back we have an odd spider and some purple texture. And then... No, this can't be real. Oh my god. All right. I'm just going to hold this card up.
This is the same thing he does at the house every week.
That's a card that's in this deck. It's a woman, a naked, like, 70s porn star, which is apt because Randy was talking about 70s porn earlier today. We'll pass these cards around after we do the reading. What's this about?
For those of you listening at home, Ben is holding a card up to the audience who can see it about as well as you can.
Yeah. Oh, cool. The Three of Wands is Bob Dylan holding three sticks looking out over the ocean.
But why don't you describe the regular Three of Wands on a Rider-Waite deck?
It is a guy who's looking out over the ocean. It is accurate in that sense, but it's just like, this is the weird 70s porn tarot. I don't know why it's called whatever you called it.
Mountain Dream.
Oh, here's a boy. The five of Cups is just a boy who just finished his bar mitzvah, but he's sad about it. All right, so as I said, we're going to do a very special 7-card reading with this very special 7-card deck. And this is
There's 78 cards in a deck, Ben.
It's kind of, are there 26 or 24 letters in the alphabet?
There's 26 letters in the alphabet. Okay. There's 78 cards in a deck.
I'm always wrong on those two things. Okay, so as a reminder, because you've all forgotten, this question comes from Adam, and he says, I'm contemplating a career change. What should I do? And so how the 7-card reading works is we're going to...
Wait, do we have any pre-advice?
Pre-advice. I don't know. It's hard because, you know, we all want to quit our jobs. And any advice I give Adam extemporaneously means that I should probably follow that advice, but I probably won't. So I'm loath to give Adam advice.
Why would Adam follow our advice if you just said that you wouldn't follow our advice?
I wouldn't follow my advice, which is why I don't give advice on the show. I let the spirits speak through the cards.
So are you going to follow the spirits' advice?
This isn't for me, though.
I don't want to quit my job.
Okay.
I'm happy with my career.
But this advice is specifically for Adam. The spirits know it's for Adam.
But you would know it was for Adam if you asked that question. If he asked that question and you knew that you should take that advice... You still know that you should take the spirit's advice if you're in the same situation that Adam's in. Yes?
All right, let's open up our first card here. So the first three cards are going to speak to the past, the present, and the future, and then there's four more cards that we just add to seem fancy.
Oh, this is going to be a treat, everyone. Ben is going to do some of his fabulous Foley work.
All right, we're going to reveal the first card. Flip.
Yes! It's the King of Cups.
Okay, I was going to say, how do you know what it is? But I guess this man is holding a cup.
Yeah.
All right, our first card is the King of Cups. Yep. All right. Cool. So the King of Cups is...
Well, this first card represents the past. Did you say
yes.
that already?
Well, I made reference to it earlier, but I'm glad you've restated it.
Yeah. Our first three cards, just like our normal weekly reading, our first three cards are going to be past, present, and future outcome. And then the rest of the cards, that'll be the secret to be unveiled.
And here's a secret that you guys know that maybe Brian will take out of the podcast. But like before we do these readings every week on our show...
Do not tell them this.
Okay. So the King of Cups is...
I really expected him to keep going, but I'm glad he didn't.
Talk to me after the show. The King of Cups is a master diplomat. He understands people's emotions. He's very intuitive in that sense.
And he's very, in this card especially, he's very warm. He's wearing some blue tick engineer's overalls. And he's got a big goblet. It's probably full of wine based on the smile on his face. He's really happy with his lot in life, and he brings happiness to other people's lot in life as well.
Now, the King of Wands could be you, Adam, or it could be somebody else in your life, an older fatherly type figure who is really in touch with like your emotions, his own emotions.
It could be... a mentor or a current boss or a fatherly figure like a father.
A real father, another kind of father figure.
Yeah, like a padre.
So normally we don't have audience interaction. Should we try to like plug
Usually
Adam
we don't.
Respond?
Let's try and cold reading.
Cold reading?
Yeah.
Cold reading? Okay. I get the sense that this is probably some sort of mentor, because if it was Adam, he would already know what to do. He wouldn't
be
asking.
Yeah, and if it
question.
Was his boss, it wouldn't be smiling.
No, he would be frowning.
So.
So this is probably some, there's probably some sort of mentor in your life who's...
Fatherly. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we nailed it.
His dad's fatherly. Sweet. See, this is real magic. All right, we're going to jump into the present card now. As we go, we might try to sum things up. You know, we don't want you to forget.
Okay.
Oh, flip?
Yes.
We got, I can't see that far.
We have the Seven of Coins.
Seven of Coins shows John Lennon looking forlornly over a bush.
A bush full of pentacles.
And the Seven of Coins, this is the present. And the Seven of Coins is all about waiting for like seeds that you've sown to come to fruition. Coins are a suit that's all about material comfort, you know, like actual real life money, you know, your house, your car, things that are tangible and real. And the Seven of Coins is a guy who's sown the seeds. He's working through stuff and he knows that his effort's going to pay off. But right now he's like in the middle of waiting and doing the hard work.
Yeah. And it's kind of a frustrating card. Like, you know that something good is right around the corner, but you got to wait for it. Like, you're a seven, and something good is coming up at nine. That's the card where that bush flourishes. I'm guessing. I don't know what it looks like in this deck, but that's what it is in a regular deck.
Let's go to the future.
Okay.
Flip.
I guess I'm done talking.
Yep. Oh, man. And just like that.
Oh, yes.
This card, you know, sometimes like when you read tarot, there's just cards that come up all the time.
You guys know, like you do.
Yeah, you know. And this one, we've already spoiled it. I've already talked about it. It's the Five of Cups. It's Bar Mitzvah Boy. Liam, indeed.
This is the Harry Potter wine cup.
Yeah, this card has a long history on the show, but the Five of Cups is a sad card. And it's the future, which is not good.
But it's not always sad. Ben likes to put these arbitrary judgments on the cards, and the cards aren't positive or negative. They're just cards.
Okay.
And so, like, yeah, maybe it's sad that three of these cups of Harry Potter wine spilled, but look behind them, Ben.
There's two more cups.
There's two more cups, and they're upright.
Bar Mitzvah Boy is very focused on his three cups that have spilled. But there's two cups of Manischewitz behind him. So this is a card about overly focusing on what's negative and not seeing the positive.
Nailed it.
All right. That's it?
Yeah. I mean, we have four more cards to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So this is normally the time when we would circle around and tell the whole story, but we're going to just forge ahead.
Do you want to try to really quickly recap where we're at?
Okay. So we've got the King of Cups in your recent past, and so that's your dad giving you good advice. Then we have the Seven of Coins in your present, and that's just a frustration and not getting the payoff that you're wanting right now.
Probably your job.
And then in the near future, we've got you focusing on some negative things, but there's some positive things if you just shift your view a little bit.
And now we're going to help you with the next four cards, shift your view, all right?
This first one, this fourth one, is advice.
Flip. Ooh,
well, that's good.
That's good.
That's the Ace of Cups.
Yep.
And it looks like an Ace of Cups.
It just looks like a cup.
Yeah.
A cup with like bathroom wallpaper behind it.
And a hand.
Yes.
Usually it's a Monty Python card because the hand's like coming out of a cloud.
Yeah. So this is cool. This is cool. The Ace of Cups is a card about new beginnings, as all aces in the tarot deck are cards about new beginnings. And what this is saying to me is, you know, we saw the Five of Cups, same suit. And those are normally about emotions. Just like, you know, we've got a lot of cups in this reading. So it seems like this issue with your job and the career change and making that forward step, you don't feel happy or excited about it. And, you know, you're focusing on negatives. But the advice of the Ace of Cups is like, you're contemplating a career change, and the way that you're going to feel better about it, the way to focus on those two positive cups, is to just jump in with that beginner's mindset. Jump in with a full heart and like passion about a new opportunity. Don't see it as like, oh, I'm losing some things. Turn around, see those other cups that are still full and think, look at all the new stuff that I'm starting.
Yeah, and so specifically, there's a big cup that's being offered to you right now, like a huge opportunity to fill your heart.
And this next card is some sort of hidden influence, something that's acting on you, Adam, that you may not notice, but maybe want to look out for. Flip.
The Seven of Wands.
Cool. It's the bully from Stranger Things holding a bunch of sticks.
And the Seven of Wands is about a struggle, but a struggle that you're able to overcome. You're fighting to keep your ideas pertinent. You're fighting to keep your things right and on top.
Yes.
Ben approves.
He is. All right. Second to last card is an obstacle, something that's going to get in your way as you're trying to grab this cup. You went way ahead. You've looked ahead. Flip. Ooh.
Yeah, see, that's why my face.
I'm just going to show this to you guys. It is indeed. It's the devil. The devil, Brian, you go for it.
Describe the card?
No, I was going to say talk about the devil. I'm great at describing the card. It's it's a man with animal ears and a very furry face, and then it looks like
a devil, maybe, Ben?
Yeah, you could say that.
He's maybe wearing, lose some of the incredulity.
No, he's wearing like a skirt made of straw.
He has goat legs.
No, it's not goat legs. It's a skirt of straw on top of his man legs.
I'm sorry, it's not a real man with goat legs. It's a man in a costume of goat legs.
Yeah, he just looks like somebody's weird drama teacher.
The devil.
Tell us about the devil, Brian.
The devil is about being too attached to something. It's about attachment. It's about not being able to let go. Sometimes, if it's strong enough, it's about addiction. But I think that here, it's probably about not being able to let go of your ideas, since it's coming straight from the thing that's important to you. So possibly, you're holding on too tightly to ideas that you think are very, very important,
This kind of goes back to the Five of Cups that we were talking about too, being overly focused on what's lost rather than what's gained. Yeah. All right. So our seventh and final card is the future outcome. If you act on our advice, which you should, obviously, you came to the show. If you grab that single cup and kind of jump wholeheartedly in this new opportunity, the future outcome is... flip.
Oh. The Ace of Pentacles.
Okay, another ace.
That's great.
Yep, this is just a man holding a pentacle.
It looks like a frisbee with a star in it. What this says to me is that if you follow this advice, then a great financial opportunity is going to come your way.
Yeah. The Ace of Pentacles, as we said, pentacles are all about money, financial stability, happy home. And yeah, exactly what Brian said. If you take this new opportunity and like put your heart into it and really go after it, this is a new financial opportunity that could grow into something really positive and special.
So what's that mean for Adam's career? Should he change careers?
That's a good question. Should he change careers?
What do you think, Adam?
Well, I've had this idea of opening a board game bar.
Okay.
Okay.
Brewery.
Okay.
So
all
right. That's like an idea that I've had for a really long time, and I didn't really focus on that. But I also really like my job, and it's very well paid.
Right. Ooh, he likes his job.
Ah.
Okay.
It's very stressful at the same time, and there's a lot of things that make me want to go do something that's easier. That's why I had the question. But this board game bar is like really digging at me.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to go for it, or am I going to go for it?
You're going to go for it.
Okay. So we started off with the King of Cups. Somebody's giving you advice. What's your dad say about this?
He said, no way, don't do it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Dad says, no way, don't do it. But stick with me. I'm not going to change my preconceived beliefs based on that new information.
Or anything. Ben never changes his mind.
Dad says don't do it. That's the King of Cups. But you are looking at this Seven of Coins. That's your current job. You're waiting to just harvest that good, good money that job's giving you. But if you leave this job, you're worried that you're going to be like sad about losing this money. And you're not going to feel very good. And you're going to worry about what your dad thinks. You're going to be looking at those three spilled cups. But what you don't realize is that there's cups behind you. There's a new cup reaching out to you. That's our Ace of Cups advice. And if you take that and you try to think positively about it, not let other people get you down, you're going to move forward into something that is going to work out for you. Along the way, obviously, you're going to be battling to try to keep this board game idea alive as other people try to tear you down. And you're going to get caught up in this devil cycle of like being regretful. You're going to think back to your old job and like, oh no, I gave up all this money. I should have done this. But if you stick with it, there's the seeds of a new opportunity coming your way that is financially successful. Scene.
Good job, Ben.
Anything else? You got anything else to add on that?
No, I was going to go the exact opposite direction. So.
Holy shit. Well, do it.
No, I'm good.
No, you don't want to?
No, we've already given the advice from the cards. He's sitting right here. I can't edit it out.
Well, sometimes you've given a different interpretation and then we've reconciled.
Yeah, but this would be like completely opposite of your advice. And so that's why.
Well, everybody here was here for Adam. They saw it. I told Adam to start this board game bar. And we're going to have to check back with him in like 6 months and see what he's doing.
100% money back guarantee.
Yeah, this advice, 100% money back guarantee. The money that you paid to get in here, not the money that you're going to sacrifice quitting your job. Well, that just about wraps up Queerness Corner, doesn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I guess it does. Should we jump out of Queerness Corner?
Let's do it.
Well, here we are on the other side.
We portkeyed you right out of there and you didn't even know it.
Oh, I forgot to do. Well, here we are on the other side.
Forget what you just heard. We portkeyed you here and you had no idea.
I will edit that part out.
Aw.
Well, we want to thank Adam for asking a question.
Yeah, let's give Adam another round of applause. I can't wait, personally, I can't wait to record a future live show at Adam's Board Game Bar.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We'll sell terror.
Sweet!
Good.
But one good customer.
Well, yeah, then I'll just be the Ace of Pentacles because I will bring all the money.
All right, are we going to Card of the Week now, or are we doing audience questions first?
We're
going
to go to Card of the Week, and then we'll do audience questions okay. after that.
So now it's time for Card of the Week. This is the part of the show where we give...
Now it's time for Card of the Week.
Normally when we're sitting in his the attic of his house and we're recording the show, he just edits those in later. He doesn't just hit it while we're there. So I'm not used to this.
This is the first time we've had a soundboard, so I mean, pretty sweet. I abuse it when I'm editing it, but I really get to abuse it now.
All right, so Card of the Week is the part of the show where we reveal one card from a deck. And that's advice for everybody. You know, the last seven cards were specifically for Adam and his situation. But this next card is for Adam and all of you. This is a card when you're having a tough time this week. You can think back to this card and the good advice that we gave you and feel better about your shitty situation or your good situation. Oh, am I vamping? Brian's still shuffling the deck.
Good vamping, Ben.
Good vamping. I'm doing a great job. All right. Well, St. Louis, right? Ha ha ha. I just flew here. Boy, are my arms tired.
All right. Now's the time when Ben is going to berate another deck.
So, okay.
This week for the Card of the Week, we have a Lord of the Rings deck.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. We've got the Lord of the Rings deck.
In a fairly nerdy hobby, this may be one of the nerdiest decks that I have.
Oh, there's some good... Okay, so I'll start... We'll start here, is that the art sort of looks like if Lord of the Rings was like an early 90s video game, arcade game. You can kind of get the sense.
For those of you at home, Ben fanned out the cards in a way that no one could ever see any of them.
I did. Look! All right, we're going to pass that around at some point. So it's a 90s video arcade game version of Lord of the Rings. And also, I imagine that there's like, you know, the little text prompts that pop up that nobody reads and they just hit AAA through.
That's how my little brother plays video games. I love the story.
Well, there's story here, like this on the Six of Cups. Pippin and Merry relax and joke after the fall of Ornthak. That doesn't seem like something to laugh and joke about.
Classic. Classic Pip and Merry.
Hold on, I saw a good one. Here it is. Faramir is lowered onto the pyre. A man's life hangs in the balance.
What card is that? Is that the four?
Of... Anger.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
All right, so...
Yeah, get some more beer. Everybody get some more beer.
Yeah, this is a great time to get more beer.
Oh, am I vamping now?
Yeah, you're vamping. I don't know. Guys, the deck's fine. There's really nothing about it that stands out to me as incredibly awful or incredibly good.
I'm sorry.
I guess when I was thinking Lord of the Rings... What?
I failed the show.
No.
If you're not making fun of a deck, what are we doing?
Well, we're about to do Card of the Week, and this week's Card of the Week is Flip. The Ace of Swords. This is another ace. Our third ace of the evening shows a sword... Maybe stabbing an eagle that's very oddly contorted. And it says, the intervention of Gwaihir, the eagle represents a major breakthrough.
And as... Go ahead and pass it around.
I'm going to pass this one around.
As we do every week, I will read from the little white book. And this is super short. Ace of Swords, breakthrough, sudden resolution, the use of power in just the right measure, effective and timely intervention. So what's that mean for this week, Ben?
All right, so what that means for this week, the Ace of Swords is a card that's all about new beginnings, just like all aces. But the Swords is the suit of the mind.
Hey, we've had
three out of four aces
today.
Yep. Swords are the suit of the mind. So this is all about being intellectually stimulated and taking on a new intellectual challenge.
So this week, jump into something. Grab something new and go for it. And... just when you think you're going to fail, there's going to be some deus ex machina that's going to come and intervene, like a giant eagle that comes in and probably could have done the whole thing from the beginning, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is...
That's Card of the Week.
That's Card of the Week. And so this is usually where we just start thanking people and pimping all of our stuff, our website and stuff. But instead, we got some questions from people in the audience. And we are going to answer those questions, and we're going to give out stickers to people because we have stickers that match our shirts. And we also have enamel pins, but I'm hesitant to give those out because they cost more than stickers do. But then at the same time, like, why do I need just a giant bag of enamel pins? So we'll see. If your question is especially good, then you'll get an enamel pin.
Ooh, I like that. Do we have a transition to audience questions sound? Here we are in audience questions. Welcome. Although before we get to audience questions, you know what? Go ahead.
No. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Okay. We have a thing on this show. Most of our episodes, if you've ever listened to them, just devolve into Brian and I talking about Harry Potter for a while. That's why my Harry Potter book set is sitting here in front of us. Ace of Swords made it back. Sweet. Okay, so I'm going to start something here tonight that I haven't cleared with Brian, and I haven't cleared with J.K. Rowling's copyright folks, so this is probably going to have to get edited out of the real deal. So this is just for you guys. I don't know how many live shows that we're going to do. Hopefully millions.
Several dozen.
And so my plan starting here is we're going to... I haven't read Harry Potter for a while. I just...
You know, I thought you were going to say you haven't read Harry Potter.
That would have been amazing. That would have been so good. I wish I had said that. We're going to begin reading the Harry Potter series at our live shows one page at a time.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So I'm going to come up here. I'm going to get Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone out. We're going to go to page one. We're going to read the first page. I'll be like that English guy, but I won't do the voices.
Stephen Fry?
I don't know. Is that the guy who does like a million audiobooks?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, people in the audience are yelling it out. They know. You guys know. Who is it?
It is Stephen Fry. Brian was right. That's great. That's great.
I know that's the QQ sound effect, but we needed a sound effect for you being right.
Okay.
All right, chapter one, The Boy Who Lived.
That was awesome, Ben.
It's not going back in.
That's what
she
said.
So that'll just stay there.
I also have a surprise for Ben that I haven't cleared with him, but it dovetails very nicely with his surprise.
As with all things on the show, we don't clear much with each other before we bring it up.
Yeah, usually it seems a lot less like we scripted something and memorized it poorly, and more like we're just talking to each other because there's not like 15 people looking at us.
What's your thing?
Oh, right.
You mean 15,000.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, wait, I know what this is going to be, I bet.
Harry did not know how long his bath would take, when he would finally scrub off that oily, sticky layer of cake icing. For someone who had grown into a cultured, polite young man, a layer of sticky filth really made him feel sick. He lay in the high-quality porcelain tub, ceaselessly wiping his face. In his thoughts, there was nothing but Dudley's fat face, fat as his Aunt Petunia's fat rear end. Harry was a fifth-year student at Hogwarts, with a Z, School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. At that heavenly amusement park, his grades were the highest of all the students in his class. Because of this, when summer approached, he was named the head student in his class. But for some reason Harry did not understand, Professor Dumbledore firmly insisted that his summer practice be at his aunt's house at 4 Privet Drive. It goes on, but I'm going to stop there. We'll just continue that at our next live show. That was.
Oh, man, is this like Harry Potter pornfic?
No, it is. It's from J.K. Rowling's Chinese Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Leopard Walk Up to Dragon. So we'll enjoy that over the course of the next several dozen episodes.
Yeah, now you have to come to them all to figure out what happens in that thrilling story. All right, let's do some audience questions.
All right.
You ready?
Cool.
All right.
If we pull your question, you can choose what deck we use for you.
Yeah, we have a couple. I'm just going to mix them. This is me mixing them up, putting them all back
in. And if we don't choose your question, it's a personal attack. It's not because we didn't get to it.
Great. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Should I get another kitty cat?
Oh. What deck do you want?
He doesn't know.
Lord of the Rings.
We've got to sell the decks
a
little bit.
Do you have a kitty cat deck?
I don't have one.
At his house. Who asked this, by the way? Nate did.
Nate asked it. The cards say yes. Get another cat.
Yeah, Brian, any pre-advice?
Yeah, I would say yes. Get another cat.
I would say yes, too. Get another cat. Why not?
Life is right there.
Yeah. How many cats do you have right now?
Well, we have one, and Brian has two.
Okay.
And I live in their house, so that was relevant.
No, I know. Oh, yeah, I guess I realize that most people don't know that. I know that. Okay, look, you already have basically three cats. What's a fourth one?
Yeah, and you can have X plus one, where X equals number of humans in the house.
Is that a rule?
Yeah.
On cats or just pets in general?
Cats.
Okay. What's the rule on dogs?
And litter box.
On dogs? I don't know, two?
Okay, two dogs and X plus one cats?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe, do you want to get two more cats? She says no. All right.
He was talking to his fiance and not to me.
We should make that clear. All right, let's see. So this is a three-card reading. Three cards. Past, present, future. Flip.
The Knight of Cups. Frodo, though injured, resists the call of the riders. They are then swept away.
Cool. All right. No, I was going to... I wasn't... That was... Oh. It was cool to the story that we're getting here. All right, the Knight of Cups. He charges into battle, unthinking. That can be good.
Wait. Go ahead.
Knight of Cups. I'm thinking Knight of Swords. Sorry. That's the Knight of Swords. The Knight of Cups, on the other hand, Brian.
The Knight of Cups is a lover. He's all romantical. He's like the white knight riding in on a horse.
Yeah. What was that?
What's that?
My wife is laughing at him.
Oh. Not sexual, just to cats.
Yeah.
In the past, you've loved some cats. Not in a weird way.
And possibly those cats have been rescues. Yes?
Ooh, okay.
Nailed it.
Nice. Yeah, cool. Brian doesn't live with them or anything.
I didn't know if they were rescues.
Oh, really?
I mean, I assume they're good
people.
You
guys should talk more. Brian lives in, like, the third floor of their wonderful house in
South... I live underneath the stairs. They're my parent, my aunt.
Your
uncle.
Dursleys?
Yeah.
Did they vote leave or remain?
They're in America, so these Dursleys voted.
Sure
they voted the way that they voted, because okay. This is not a political show. let's go into the present card.
Okay, flip. Man, you know, all this Foley work is really making me thirsty.
I know. I bet you have a scratchy throat. Yep. The Nine of Coins.
All right.
The nine rings around the Tree of Life. Nine for mortal men doomed to die. The pathways of life are open for those who can resist the traps of mortality.
Okay.
What a weird thing for the Nine
of
Coins.
Nine of Coins?
Because the Nine of Coins is a jackpot.
It's a great card.
It is the...
We referenced it in Adam's question.
Yeah, it's the other side of Adam's card, where the Seven of Coins is all about, like, looking at that bush of coins and waiting for them to blossom. In the Nine of Coins, they did blossom, and there's two more for some reason.
Because you waited. Because you waited. You got two more coins.
And you got two more. Jackpot. And so, in the present... Things are going pretty well as far as number of cats in your house, I would say.
But also, the end of the cycle is the 10. So like if it was the 10, we would say you're probably good on cats and very happy, but there's room to grow.
Yeah. There's
9 is good, but could be better.
9 is also the number of lives that cats have.
We did not plan this.
Nope. It's all just straight magic, guys.
We'll jump into the final card here. Flip.
You shuffled my cards so they go upside down.
Sorry.
The Five of Wands. Bilbo journeys through Mirkwood and sees his friends captured by the spiders. Gross.
Does it say gross or was that an editorial?
That was editorial. And the Five of Wands is about struggle. It's a
trial.
Yeah, it's a trial.
You're battling yourself or you're battling other people?
Who hurt you? Who hurt you, Nate?
Maybe the new cat.
Maybe. I think it's the new cat.
Or it could be that the old cat is getting old.
Oh. Is it a struggle between cats because the old cat thinks it's going to die soon and it's being replaced?
That was really a bummer, Ben.
Sorry. Hey, he brought it up. I didn't say anything. All right, what's the advice?
The advice is get another cat.
Is it?
I don't know. I may be biased.
I don't know. I say the struggle is real. No cat.
Hmm.
Now you're happy. Now you're a 9. You don't want to go to a 5 of Wands where you're battling.
I guess, but you could get to a 10.
I feel like that's really pressing your luck.
But if you're going to press your luck, wouldn't it be good to do it with a kitten?
Hope that helped.
Next question.
All right, and I should also advertise that we have the Lord of the Rings deck, we have the 70s porn deck, we've got Borderless Smithwaite, which is very traditional.
And the Golden Universal, which is very traditional, covered in gold.
Sexy. And we have the Food Fortunes deck, which is all food. All right, Brian is picking our next question.
How can I find a more rewarding career? Adam, we spent 45 minutes.
We've talked about this. Quit your job. How can I better my relationships?
All right.
That's good.
Like that. Does somebody want to own up to that?
Watch it be my fiance.
All right, nobody has to own up.
All right, nobody has to own up, but we're going to give you advice.
Yeah, with the
Joe.
With that deck, the golden thread.
Oh yeah, if you don't fess up, you don't get to choose your deck. The golden thread deck's nice. They're like plastic cards with this really cool gold foil artwork. I think you could take them in the bathtub with you if you wanted. They have that feel to them.
But if you take it in the bathtub, they're all going to stick together. Oh Ben, I have another new deck that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the Transparent Tarot.
Okay.
And those cards are straight up plastic, like transparency plastic.
Did you bring it?
No, I didn't bring it because all those cards are stuck together. It was like I have tarot decks that I don't use because I don't particularly care for them, but this deck really makes me angry. Like, I'm going to have to clean off 78 cards to see if they're just going to be perma-sticky or if they're going to be usable ever. But otherwise, we would have had that deck here tonight, too.
All right, let's jump into the question, which we've all forgotten. How can I better my relationships?
My point here, don't take this into the bathtub because they'll all stick together.
Wait, is the subtext of this story that you took the transparent cards into the bathtub?
No, but if you do take these into the bathtub, my theory has always been that they would stick together.
But how did your other cards get stuck together?
They came in the mail that way.
Did somebody else put them in the bathtub? All right. How do I better my relationships?
All right. In the recent past, is the King of Pentacles, the King of Coins. And we've had...
King of Cups.
Yeah. And the King of Coins is a perfectionist. And yeah, you can pass it around.
Okay.
I really like the art on these cards.
Yeah, King of Cups. Go ahead.
Yeah,
or if you're still going. He's a perfectionist. He's also a master of material goods. He's got a lot of money. He's got a sweet house. He's got a sweet whip. That's what the kids say, right?
That's a car?
Yeah, he's got a sweet couple cars maybe. Who knows?
It's rolling on doubles.
Yeah, it could be you or it could be somebody around you.
Yeah, and possibly it's somebody around you. Possibly you've been in relationships before that have been creature comfort filled. And you've been able to coast on that. In a way, but it maybe hasn't been as fulfilling as it could be in other areas.
I like that interpretation. I said I like that interpretation. All right, flip. Oh.
It's the Lovers is the present card. So maybe right now something's getting started.
Yeah, something's sparking.
Or possibly right now there's a choice that needs to be made between... following your heart and following your head. That's the less romantical version of this. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, I think maybe this person wants better relationships, and so he or she is thinking, you know, maybe there's somebody, maybe there's nobody right now, but if somebody pops up, don't get into it. Don't get into it for creature comforts. Get into it for love.
And for those of you who are listening at home and not in the audience, every single person that's looked at the card so far has giggled at his little wiener.
All right, final card, future. Flip.
There's the King of Wands.
Ooh, okay, two kings.
Yeah, and this king is all about passion, and he is
charismatic.
Yeah, he's charismatic and filled with passion, and...
He's got a lot of passion, guys, if you didn't catch that.
And he's passionate. And so
he's probably a better lover than the King of Coins.
Yeah, going from the King of Coins to the King of Wands, it looks like maybe you'll find something that's been missing before if you decide to follow your heart instead.
Oh, I didn't
of
hold up the King
head.
Of Wands. No, you want me to pass it around or just
let down.
Yeah.
You can pass it around.
All right. Yeah, no wiener. Sorry. Okay, so putting it all together, mystery person, probably my fiance. You've been in it for the... No? She's shaking her head. All right, it's not her. Okay.
That's exactly what she would do if she did ask that question.
Yeah, take him in the bath.
Don't
Why
take
not?
Him in the bath. Buy your own deck.
Hey, we have a bathtub back here. We're all going to get into it. Okay, King of you've been interested in people before who probably are successful, have some money, are very comfortable in life, but that hasn't been fulfilling. So now you have a choice to make with your next lover. Is it somebody that's like those past people, or is it going to be somebody else? And you should choose somebody else. You should choose... Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Choose somebody who is much more passionate, has a much more zest for life, who's much more romantic in the bedroom.
Whoa.
Passion. You said passion like three times, and you're talking about wieners.
He's got me there.
Thank Hope you. That helped.
I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
So you go ahead and pick it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We have to give Nate a sticker or a pin. We forgot to do that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, if you don't fess up to this lover's card, you don't get a sticker or a pin either.
That's not going to fly as well. You're going to have to walk up here and get it.
All right.
All right, and our final question of today...
The final question is, I'm not out with my coworkers. Should I be?
No, I know who asked this question. It's, I'm not out with my coworkers. Yeah, it's not, I'm not out with my coworkers. It's, I'm not out with my coworkers. Should I be? No, you should be here tonight, right now. Yeah, but it's not, because I know who asked that question.
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if you just weren't out partying with your coworkers, no, you should be here, and they should be here. Why didn't you bring them?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Now now I feel like I've embarrassed everyone.
Well, now that you've been embarrassed by Brian, do you want to speak up? No. Okay, cool.
Anyone?
We're going to use the Golden Tarot. We're going to bust out the big guns for this one. Golden Universal. Not as easy to shuffle as the last one. These don't take in the bath.
No, and don't take my decks in the bath at all.
All right, these cards are great because they have a really nice gold foil thing going on with them. They're fancy. One more shuffle, and then we're going to get into it. I'm not out with my coworkers. Should I be? The past card. Flip.
Oh, the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups is about... It's about being bored. It's about neglecting to pay attention to the blessings that you have right in front of you, and you're ignoring it so much that you could overlook opportunities that are being presented to you right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's right. It's kind of like the Five of Cups in that you're very focused on things that are in front of you, but you're not paying attention to there's a cup coming out of the sky right in front of this guy's face, but he's not seeing it. You just need to turn. It's right there. Into the present. Flip.
Ooh. Ooh, Three of Swords. It's the heartbreak card.
It's a heart with three swords being stabbed into it.
Yeah.
It's a card about loss. It's a card about sadness.
Yeah, you've made a choice and you've had to leave something behind. You've had to sacrifice something.
Can I? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to say, maybe that that pain is not being out with their coworkers, so they're feeling like there's a part of them that's been lost because they're not open about, you know, their situation.
So would you say then that the course of action is to stay not out?
I don't know. We haven't gotten to the future.
I know, but that's the story that we're telling right now is the story of not being out. I guess let's
right.
see what it is.
Yeah. Flip.
Ho. Oh.
Well, thanks for coming.
It's the old ten of swords.
The old ten of swords. Just a man being stabbed with ten swords.
The ten of swords is all about something ending definitively, something being done. That guy is an ex guy. He is no more. And so now, Ben.
Now we tell the story.
Story.
Oh, boy.
What was our first card?
I don't know. What was our first card?
Our first card was the Four of Cups.
Okay, Four of Cups.
And then the second card was the Three of Swords.
Swords, and then the last card was the Ten of Swords. Man, that's something. So the Cups, you know, you're very focused on the here and the now. And the Cups, as we've said a couple times, are an emotional suit. And so you're not reaching out and grabbing this other thing, this emotional fulfillment that you think you might find from coming out to your coworkers. But in the present right now, you're sad. You're feeling like there's a part of you that's missing by not grabbing that cup, by not coming out, and that's making you sad.
And so then by turning around and grabbing that cup, you are definitively ending that heartbreak. And Ooh. Turning it into something that is fulfilling and being able to use that, the fullness of your emotions.
Cool. I like that because swords are all about your mindset and your mind and things that you create up here, not here. So you think you have this pain by not reaching out and grabbing this cup. And then you're very worried about the future. You think that it's going to go very badly, but instead you're just going to reach out and grab a cup and you're going to feel more emotionally fulfilled.
I hope that helped.
Hope that helped. All right, Brian, let's bring this home, huh?
Oh, hold on. All right, well, I guess the first thing we want to do is thank Adam for our question of the week.
Let's give Adam a round of applause.
Thanks, Adam.
Then the next thing that we want to do is thank our mystery querents and also Nate.
And Nate.
We want to thank STL Style, all the folks here, Randy, Max, and Jeff, who couldn't be here with us tonight because he's on kid duty. Go buy their merch after the show.
We want to thank all of you who came out tonight. We know there's a lot of choices for your Thursday night, and we're happy that you chose us.
Thank you for flying the friendly tarot skies with us.
Nice.
Remember, your card of the week.
Wait, let's clap for them.
Oh, yeah. For you. Don't forget that your card of the week was the Ace of Swords. Mm-hmm. And so that means this week when there's a new opportunity presented in front of you, you're going to take it.
And when a struggle comes with that new opportunity,
you're going to stab an eagle.
Something is going to happen that is miraculous, and it's going to go away, the problem.
So another thing that I haven't cleared with Brian, but I'm going to throw out there. It's 8:04. I know that's generally bedtime for me and Brian, but because we're out with you guys, I'll stick around for a while. If you didn't get your cards read or you wanted something read.
Or if you have any questions about anything.
Yeah, just tarot, life, cats, Harry Potter, especially Harry Potter. Yeah, we'll be around. I will do readings for anybody who wants them. I'm not going to say Brian will, but he can say that he will.
No, I will.
Okay, Brian will do readings for you too.
I'm not going to get shown up by Ben Noble.
Okay, so a couple other things that you can do.
Oh, wait. I want to thank everybody listening at home. It's like 50% of the people here are 50% of the audience at home as well.
But there's like people in Norway that didn't make it tonight who.
Yeah, we have listeners in Australia and Canada. It's pretty cool. Hey, listeners in Australia and Canada, send in questions, eh?
Oh, also, listeners in Australia, I saw that you guys voted to legalize gay marriage. So good for you guys.
Yeah, good work, mates.
Okay. Listeners at home, if you want to ask a question like all of the fine folks did tonight, you can do a couple things. One, you can call our phone number, 314-325-6047.
That number again is 314-325-6047.
And if you call now, we'll throw in another question absolutely free. You can also...
That laugh was way more than it deserved.
Yeah. I think it was mostly a pity laugh that they're like, yeah. Oh, nobody laughed at that joke. I'll laugh.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, other things you can do. Go to amateurtarot.com. That's our website.
Yeah, we have lots of cool things on there. We have episode guides that describe all the episodes and tell like what the cards are and what they mean.
They show the pictures.
Questions. There's lots of pictures, so if you don't want to read it. But yeah, we worked really hard on it, so you should go there, and it's a good way to find out more about the show.
Also, you can send us a question to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
That's just an email account.
Yeah, you can tweet at us, which is Brian at Tarot Amateur.
You can tweet at Ben at Making All This Up.
And tweet at Brian at Zen Iron Man. Also, I should note, at Tarot Amateur, Brian posts cards of the day every day, so if you don't like the Ace of Swords, you can get something new.
Yeah, there's always a card of the day, and that's also on Instagram, but we don't really pimp that hard.
Yeah. Another thing that you can do, I'll let you say this one, Brian.
Please rate and review us on iTunes.
Can we like cue the Sarah McLachlan music?
It doesn't cost anything. It helps us out so much. And Randy's locking the door and no one gets out until everyone has reviewed us on iTunes.
It's so easy. You just go on iTunes, you type in Amateur Tarot, we'll be the only thing that comes up. You click on it, you hit 5 stars, then you type in like one sentence like, great show. And then iTunes and the ghost of Steve Jobs is like, put him up in the rankings. And then Johnny Ives has to do it.
That's how it works.
And then also we use this little guide to get us through the show every week when we record the show. And it just says, cool sign-off line, but we've never come up with one. So thank you for coming.
So we usually just say bye.
Bye.
So bye.
Question, Brian. Do you think the Dursleys voted leave or remain in the Brexit vote?
The Dursleys voted...
Keep leave. In mind, he works at Grunnings, which made drills.
Yeah, they voted leave.
They for sure voted leave.